Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labor. By the east wind you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us forever. The words of many of the Psalms are God's word of comfort, encouragement, and steadfast love to all believers. And today's psalm perfectly fits into that category. This psalm is a joyful verse which was likely describing the place in Israel where God himself told his people he would be, in the temple in Jerusalem. And it was beautiful. Situated on God's holy mountain, at a beautiful elevation, grand citadel stood tall, a fortress so great that even the kings of the land who were enemies of God gathered and trembled. It was an earthly location which God established for his people so that they had a physical place in which to go to offer their blood sacrifices according to God's commands and there receive the Lord's forgiveness and salvation. In this small and otherwise insignificant town, God provided a place for his people to be with him, to pray, to sing, to worship, to think on God's steadfast love, as verse 9 states, and to rejoice in their salvation from all their enemies. The temple was strongly built on the sure footings of a solid rock formation and surrounded by hills providing safety. Those believers of the Old Testament looked forward to the fulfillment of the promises of God, namely the once-for-all blood sacrifice to end all other sacrifices, God's sacrifice of his Son Jesus Christ, to atone for the sins of all people for all time. Believers offered up much praise for the Lord God who saved them, the often rebellious Israelites, time and time again because he loved them so much. Well, that same God, the God of our fathers and of our fathers' fathers, loves us with the same steadfast love. Just as he provided a place of worship for the Israelites, since the New Testament times after Jesus' death and resurrection, he has provided us the same place where we can find our Lord, in the sanctuary of our churches. Incredibly, God has chosen to dwell with us on earth physically, in the hearing of God's word from the Bible, in the touch and feel of water and his word at our baptisms, and in the taste of his body and blood in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. God is still present with believers every time we gather together for worship. That is where we can be sure to find real comfort and true refuge from the terrors of a sinful world, and where we see and hear of God's endless, steadfast love for every one of us. Just as glorious things were spoken of God in the midst of the temple in Zion, the city of God, believers today continue, by God's grace and authority, to speak of the glorious things of a king mightier than any earthly prince or king, a king powerful enough to grant us salvation and rescue us from eternal death in hell. There are so many things to be thankful for and shout for joy over, The fact that we still have the Word of God in our midst, even though the world who hates Christ tries to take it from us. We have the comfort of knowing that we can gather together to hear His Word, to pray and give thanks to our Lord and receive His blessings of baptism and Holy Communion still today. God's Word will never depart from us, no matter what evils are happening around us. Satan cannot snatch us away from our living Lord and Savior. The city of Zion, God's holy temple, His everlasting abode, the true church, has been secured for us by God's grace. The world can never destroy it nor keep us from it. All praise to Christ, our heavenly King, for His steadfast love and forgiveness. To Him be all the glory for the faith that is ours now and for salvation and life eternal with Him in heaven one day. This is why we, with the daughters of Judah, can rejoice and be glad, for God's name and praise for it does indeed reach to the ends of the earth, and His right hand is filled with righteous judgment, so that all who believe will not perish, but have everlasting life. In great joy and pomp and gladness can we share this great news with our generation and the next, as the words of this familiar hymn rings clear. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne. Let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high. We pray a prayer from Martin Luther on the 48th Psalm. You, O God, upheld your church and defended it with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm against the violence of tyranny and the wiliness of malice. Your protection extends over all, and your name is great to the very ends of the earth. Continue to show yourself the God of your people, convert their enemies or restrain their malicious counsels, and keep us in your faith and fear through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.